you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond. It's February 17th. It's President's Day. But it's really, is it really President's Day, or is it just says President's Day? I noticed I was the only one that had my trash cans out, along with my next-door neighbor. Perhaps that's trying to tell me something.
No trash
no
today.
No trash today.
And no Wells Fargo.
No Wells Fargo today. Well, you know what's funny?
Banks are closed.
I want to talk about that in a few minutes. Anyway, good morning. 7:06 in the morning, 605-4567. So probably not as much traffic out there today, which explains why I didn't have to race down. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
So
thought about you all weekend.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about Bad Bob, as you all know, lived next door to the house filled with explosives.
We live to the south of Mr. East.
Yeah, well, I bet you wish you lived to the north of Mr. East. Anyway,
well,
way
that's
north.
Where the smoke went. Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, he was evicted from his, okay, evacuated from his house. I know. Evicted has the wrong term. I was telling people he was evicted and he comes in. No, I was evacuated. Well, okay. He was evacuated from his house, he and Brenda, and this has just been quite the story, but we'll get to Bob after, well, you know what, things have changed here. We don't have a break right away, do we? Today it's starting off our new clock today.
More talk with fewer interruptions.
There you go. Yes. Okay, we'll get you in a minute there.
Linda's here with us today. Good morning, of course. It's Washington's birth. You know, I want to talk about the memories of Washington's birthday. Well, today, you know, they've combined both of the presidents, but, you know, I always think of Washington's birthday. Anyway, today, mostly sunny with temperatures around 63. Tonight, we're going to have mostly cloudy night with 42. Good morning. Good Monday morning. Okay, I need a little bolt here. I'm not sure why. I mean, it's been a crazy weekend. We had a great night at Anselmo Vineyards. It was wonderful. Sold out. Fabulous. Great to see old faces. Thanks for coming. Going back to the weather this week, we got rain. We love it. So tomorrow looks like it's 50% chance of rain with lows around 40s. Now, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends.
Okay. Well, let's, I tell you what, since this is our new thing, we don't do breaks now. We do the breaks on the quarter, the 30 and the quarter. And why are we doing that? It's because, frankly, we were listening, you know, everybody says, you know, we realize you have to keep the station open and you sell advertisement and all this. But, you know, just when getting into the juice of things and you have to take a break, and, you know, you're right. We were listening to it. We've been listening to it. And we go, you know what? It's too much. So,
do you mind if we go back a little bit and talk about the bomb thing?
Let's go to Bob. Let's start our day off with Bob, with Boom Boom Belongi.
Well, I have to tell you that Sunday when we got the word that the, backtrack even a little before that, we were very gratified when we were in town, coming back into town Saturday night. At the
that's my computer coming on.
That is Carl's computer.
That's computer coming.
That's the Ubuntu.
That's the Ubuntu
operating
okay, go ahead.
System.
What, you know what? Ubuntu. What does that mean?
Okay, go on. It means collaboration.
Is really?
Yeah. That's what the word means.
What language?
Swahili.
I have a Swahili computer.
it seemed to be a catchy word that described what the operating system was about. But I digress.
Last time I was people spoke Swahili, they were shooting at me.
Well, Bob, going back to Boom Boom.
Saturday night when we were coming back into town after delivering one of our cats to a new home, because of this evacuation thing, we were very gratified that it was raining heavily because Thursday I had been informed by, Dave Dean with the emergency services, of Shasta County and, the Cal Fire chief, whose name escapes me at the moment, that it had been deemed too dangerous to provide any structure protection. There would be no engines. There would be no preparation. There would be no protection whatsoever for the three homes immediately surrounding the residence of Mr. East, because in the opinion of the bomb technicians, it was simply too dangerous. The longer this, and there's a lot of second guessing on this, but I did just enough research to convince me that they had a point, that the longer this stuff sat, the more dangerous it was becoming, and an uncontrolled explosion was the worst thing that could happen in terms of my house. So at that point, I had sort of prepared myself that if the fire spread to my residence, then that's why I have insurance. So
you got all your papers out. You got all those
we
things.
We didn't get the papers out. That was the really? Bad part, because we didn't know at that point how bad it was. So we're thinking, okay, all of our tax documents were going to go poof.
Did you get out that 50 caliber machine gun that you brought back? The fully automatic one?
Oh, please don't get that. Get rumors
don't,
started
yeah,
that
don't
way.
Don't get started that way.
Anyway, it was extremely, it was, you know, when you're set there, it's one thing to be evacuated and told that things might happen, but to be given that pronouncement that there's nothing that can be done. And, you know, as I said on my Facebook page, it's just stuff. And if somebody got killed protecting my stuff, I would never.
You know, I've seen more of you on Facebook in the last 4 days than I have in 5 years.
It has
Bob.
Been. It's been a good vent.
You know, Bob's going out after people.
Yeah.
And I have low tolerance for people who make pronouncements with no valid data. Anyway. Sunday rolls around. Of course, Brenda, my wife, knows about wildland fire and weather conditions. She's in that business, but the all the models that they worked on out there at the predictive services, and then of course the information that the California National Guard had worked up, all pointed to an optimum day to conduct this burn. It was real fascinating how they did it. Apparently they used Presto logs, pushed them under the corner of the residence and lit them off. And as a accelerant
wait
fuel,
a minute.
These
wait
were
a
rather great. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Presto
they put
logs.
Presto logs.
They can add some of
after,
ours.
After a week, and we spent probably how many hundreds and thousands of dollars with experts all over, and they came up with, hey, let's put some Presto logs and burn them. I mean, why didn't you ask? I could have done it for half. I could have come up with that for half of anything that they paid. This is kind of like, you remember Armageddon, when they're coming up with all these things, the guy looks down at the one guy, he says, hey, somebody else explain this, he's had too much coffee.
Yeah.
When you press so log it. When he said that, did everybody go, who's this guy?
Hey, they had a great
when
purpose.
When you think about it, though, it was probably the perfect accelerant to use, because it is, yeah, I mean, it does nothing until you actually light it on fire. They used this is, observation and doing a little research. Apparently they put this stuff under the edge of the mobile home, electrically lit it, and that provided the heat to start the thing on fire, because it was too dangerous to go inside. The fire started on the end closest to my house, so we're sitting there just nail biting the whole time, hoping that one smoke column did not turn into two. And the burn took place over about an hour. Then we went over to a friend's house and watched the helicopter footage, and it was strange because the helicopter footage seemed to take much longer than standing there watching it. The bottom line is our house survived. The residence of Mr. East was
didn't.
Well, yeah, well, it was completely consumed along with the chemicals.
There were no explosions.
There were, in fact, counted 30 detonations, several minor ones and a couple of pretty good sized ones.
I heard through good sources that they were buying up a lot of gunpowder, not like TNT or C4, but gunpowder too.
Which is the
non-smokeless kind, yeah. Of course. It doesn't explode. It just burns real fast.
Yeah.
Which causes, you know, so that could have been one of the accelerants.
Yeah. That I don't know about. All I know is what I saw on the picture on the television. And then if you look at the video, that corner looked like it was really moving along. Anyway, as it all turns out, I should be able to go home, end of the week.
Well, wow. We're very, very happy for you and Brenda.
And blessings to the person who lent you their mobile home.
Ryan and Melissa, if you are listening, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Hey, look, this segment has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? You want coffee and you want it at great prices and all types of coffees by people that really care about their customers. Head on down to Tobacco and Brew and then head on over and to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. At ease.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Just take those old. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBaugh. We're starting our first day of more talk, less interruptions right here. It is 7:20 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. 17th of February, President's Day. Good morning there, sweetheart.
Good morning. Hey, just a little brief announcement here. There's a meeting planned on drought aid. Agricultural officials will be in Palo Cedro on Tuesday to provide information on federal programs to assist farmers and ranchers during the drought. Representatives from numerous government agencies, including the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the California Department of Food and Agriculture, will provide information on water conservation, crop insurance, and other farm managements. Okay, so this is when it is. From 6 to 8 p.m. at Junction Elementary School, that's 9087 on Deschutes Road. And for more information, here's the number, 226-2560. That's the meeting tomorrow night, planned on drought aid.
You know, I just saw where they were talking about going into drought condition one here in Reading, which means you cut back 15% voluntarily on your water. I thought of ways of doing that. I thought that perhaps since Bob and Brenda don't really live in a house, you all don't need to shower for a week. You know, because I don't think that probably doesn't count, does it?
Anybody who's looking for a place to stay, I do recommend Marina RV Park because the showers are great.
Oh, yeah. You know, I tell you what. Okay. Hey, I've got to say this. You know, we talked about it during the break, and everybody goes, well, yeah, but I'm going to say it anyway. President's Day, a holiday. It's a holiday for, was it banks? And I know it's holidays for getting your trash taken and that. But
federal, everything.
Yeah, but I have a problem on one aspect of this. Is one, we have a lot of holidays, and then I see in New York the new mayor, whatever his name is, de Blasio or something, he's talking about not only we have Christian holidays, but now Muslim, or Christian Judeo, but now Muslim and everything else. I know a fellow, he's a friend, had his own business, worked really hard, and he was hired on by a government entity. And on Facebook the other day, he was talking about, oh, I really need this day off. It's going to be a great day off. You know, something, you know, I can, you know, you understand. But it struck me all of a sudden right then that here's a guy that knows what it's like to work, to make it, try to build your business. So he goes to work for the county. And then, so he gets his day off and he revels in it. While everybody else that's not working for the government or the banks, when everything else is shut down, is out working today. I don't know of anybody that's not working today, that's not working for the government. Everybody else is working today. And I guess the part that gets to me is this, is, you know, okay, you get your day off. Don't revel in it to all of us who are paying for that, who are having to work today, I guess is the bottom line I'm getting at. You know, and it's just a fact of life. You work for the government, you get all these days off, you get a guaranteed retirement, guaranteed medical care. You don't have the Congress trying to change your retirement plan, you know, after you've retired and then be surprised by the fact that people are upset about it. You know, those things. But, you know, that's part of it. That's part of the deal. You know, you work for much less wages working for the government than the people outside do. And so you need, you know, you get these days off and your retirement, your medical care. Well, wait a minute.
What about teachers and schools?
Well, same thing. I mean, it's, you know, I was just saying this, but it's because they get much lower pay than people on the outside, but that's not true anymore. In many cases, government workers get as much money. In many cases, they get more money. And here's the funny thing, is government workers get to vote or get to discuss, like we are with REU, about giving themselves more money. And then we have some of our city council who, as we did years ago, that said, oh, no, hey, don't worry about it. We'll pay everything. And we'll see what a huge mistake that was. I guess my bottom line is this. Take your day off. Enjoy your day off. But sometimes it strikes those of us who are working our asses off out here that we are every day, 7 days a week, working. That we, you know, that we're going to continue to work for that. So, you know, keep your, you know, you might want to not just Facebook to everybody, oh, that's what a great day, I deserve it. Because we all deserve it. Okay. That was my little rant.
Okay, I'm glad you got your rant. Hey, I want to talk about something positive here. Seriously.
Okay.
Letters to the editor. This is really heartwarming. And you know, we've been watching the Olympics, of course. They had ice dancing last night. You know, there's been triumphs and, you know, people falling in that moment. You know, the spirit, what goes on in the human spirit. You think about these athletes, how long they've worked. You know, some of the ice dancers, they went back, especially the two couples, one, they were the brother and sister. And then, of course, the other American couple, like their names, I can't think of them right now, but I'll look it up. But anyway, how young they were. How young they've been, how long they've been together, how long they've worked together. And I think that's a feat in itself to think that you're competing, you're on the highest of, form, highest stage that can happen in the world in that moment. That's what I love about the Olympics is that all the training through your life, accumulates or, what's the word I'm trying to say here?
The whole culmination of your whole career.
Thank you.
Everything you've worked for me, probably.
Culmination.
From the time they start and they go back and they watch them. These kids have been skating since they're 3 or 4 years old. So their whole life, the culmination, the peak of their career is the Olympics and?
And it's wonderful to watch it, is what I'm saying. No, it's just
wonderful. One little bobble.
It doesn't matter.
One little bobble.
The fact is that is real. We're watching real. What can happen on a good day or a bad day or just a slight move. To be able to execute perfectly is just, it's a miracle. So anyway, that was really positive. And that makes me, kind of segue into this. Wonderful letter to the editor today, and it says, thanks for helping finding lost keys. No, excuse me. Secret shopper renews my faith. But anyway, both were good. Okay, an open letter to a very thoughtful lady. Listen to this. I love this. Wednesday morning while shopping at Costco, I encountered a problem negotiating my credit card. Being an older gentleman, I could not remember my PIN number. How many times has that happened to me before, okay? So I guess I could be in that category too. Called, my head is full, trying several numbers and other credit cards, all to no avail, only maybe more flustered. Have you ever had that happen? You can't remember. You've got, is it my birthday? Is it his birthday? Is it my address? And then you start to get flustered because people are waiting and you're embarrassed. I've been there. So he said, I had stepped aside to let others through the checkout when the checker called me up and informed me that a lady who I never met had paid for my order. I am still overwhelmed with the incredible thoughtfulness and generosity of this anonymous act of kindness. Please be aware that amount has been donated to charity in your memory, and your act of kindness will be passed along as often as occasion allows. With all the bad news in the world, you have renewed my faith in humankind. I just think that's
Who
amazing.
Was that? Who was that?
Gerard. Okay, that's a last name. Lacoste.
Okay. It couldn't be Smith, huh? Okay. You know what?
No.
Bob?
Well, that partially offsets two disturbing pieces, aside from the news that I was kind of tied up in. Two disturbing cases over the weekend that took place here in Shasta County. First of all, the purse snatching
and broad daylight
in front of Target.
That could have been me. Or you.
Strong arm robbery. Secondly, the gentleman in Cottonwood whose vehicle was stolen right from in front of his house. When he went out, he was nearly run over by the person who was doing the theft. So that's a disturbing thing, and so this story sort of balances.
All right, my headphone just popped out. I just crossed my legs anyway. So, but.
What's your headphone doing? Well, that's the problem, honey. You got it in the wrong end. That's why you can't hear.
You know
the headphones,
what?
You know, it's up
Did
there.
Did we just hear that on the air?
The show just took a serious turn here.
Okay.
No, but isn't that wonderful? Okay, so then we talked about, there you go. We talked about that random act of kindness. Do that. That makes the world a better place.
You know, I wish somebody, I'm going to try that next time I'm in one of those places and see if somebody comes out and spends $383.42. maybe they'll just say, hey, you old fart, get out of the way.
It just goes to show you that it's easy to get your numbers. I mean, we're so number oriented. You know, even just try to go into storage. Sometimes I forget. Or getting in the safe. We talked about that
there's
yesterday.
So
we got to write
keys.
These things down.
There's so many keys. Yeah.
I mean, numbers. That's numbers.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends at Redding Crown Motors. They're having a huge President's sale. I can't say enough about it. You can sell. You can save money on every truck, car, SUV. There are Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Honda, and Nissan, all at incredible discounts. Today, this is the time to go down. Have your neighbors make a great deal for you. Their service department is absolutely outstanding. It's huge savings, not only in new, but also quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Okay, stop in or check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com during the big President's Day sale that's through today, 555 Cypress Avenue. Find them. Give them a call. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. And some of the things we want to talk about, Haven Humane, what happens when the company backs it, the UAW backs it, and you have a vote in Tennessee on whether you should bring in the unions? Quite interesting. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is 37 degrees out there, and it is 7:30 in the morning.
Gun law laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, good morning. Hope you're having a great day. It is the 17th. It's President's Day. Don't tell me about it if you work for the government because it just offends me. But, I'm sorry. Good morning. 37 degrees out there, Carl and DeBott. Bad Bob's with us. And Bad Bob made it through the burning of the house next door to him. And you know what? And as you said, you know, I just saw in there on,
you know,
on
Talking Heads is just running through my mind right now. Burning down the house.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the thing is, you know, and somebody said in the chat room, that the state or the county, because it was, Mr. East is going to have to pay all this. You know, they're going to come after him for the cost, but let's figure about this. Here's Mr. East, who lives out there in a mobile home. Nobody said this man is a terrorist, right? There's nothing in there that says this man was going to use these.
No evidence
at all that he was going to use these to blow anybody up or anything like this. This was something that, you know, and you know what? I don't know if we'll ever know the reason, but, the gentleman lost his left hand, his right arm is shattered, and we understand he also lost one of his eyes. So, I don't know how much money you're going to get out of this gentleman over this. And, you know, the fact is, I'm just super glad, first of all, nobody was killed, and that they took care of this in an expeditious manner with, Presto logs, and that Bob and Brenda got all their stuff back. Unless, of course, somebody broke in while you were gone. I'm sure that didn't, because they have police everywhere, right?
There are patrols in the area and all that. And you know, again, it's stuff.
Angel's got a good point here. She says everybody's got a go bag or should have a go bag in case you have to leave for a fire. But for an evacuation, it's different. I mean, you think, oh, I'll be able to go back in and pick this up, but you couldn't.
No. We are taking away a few lessons from this incident and taking them to heart, but it's been educational. This is
what's for everybody here.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing about it is that when you were talking about this, because you talked about some other problems you'd had out in the neighborhood, that's where I thought it came from, but it wasn't. And here's somebody that, you know, you put it exactly. Well, you know what? This is like one of those, it's a cliche that when people say, well, what's he like? Well, he was pretty quiet, you know, waved at us when we saw him, you know, that kind of stuff.
He was a quiet man, kept to himself.
Kept to himself, waved at us, you know, gave kids Halloween candy. Anyway, in Selma's on Saturday night, on the February, you know, of course, their Valentine's Day weekend, Linda and her splendid group, Pat Karch, Rick Hill, Bruce Kalin, just
it was a fun night.
Knocked them dead.
It was a fun night. It was a fun night. People danced. And then we hear that on the 14th, you know it's a good party when you run out of glasses. They ran out of glasses.
A lot of places in town.
So the chef is in there cleaning glasses. I love that because that's what, you know, you do what you got to do to get her done. But no, it was a great weekend.
We were down at Robbie's.
And you were teaching a shooting class all weekend.
Saturday and then Sunday. We had a, teaching concealed carry. There is a huge, huge, market out there. I guess so. Number of people that want to get their concealed carry for a lot of reasons. One of them is the Target. What happened to that lady at Target? The other ones, you know, things are happening and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. Haven Humane. We were honored by Haven Humane last Friday. By being, we were honored as their media friend of the year. Thanks to Mark Story and all the people out there at Haven Humane. You know, we go through, when we listen to what they're saying and the amount of animals they help. I mean, it's unbelievable how many they help. And the staff and the volunteers, thousands and thousands of volunteer hours. These three ladies come in every Thursday. They come in and bathe and groom dogs. And, they don't get paid for it.
For 11 years.
For 11 years.
Every Thursday.
That. Every Thursday. You're right. I mean, it's like, and then they bring in treats for everybody, people and the animals. So, this is just true love that people have for animals. And there was a letter to the editor today in the paper too. And it said, how come you have all these great pictures of things happening with people, but then these dogs and cats that need to be adopted, they don't have really great pictures in there. Well,
how many animals are not adopted because of blurry pictures? Well, we had a chance, and you know, it was so funny because usually it's hard for me to walk through any kind of animal shelter if I'm not leaving with an animal. It really bothers me. This particular time, I think we were celebrating the fact that, you know, let's look positively at what's happening and how many animals we've placed and how many we have, associations or partnerships with other adopting agencies. So, you know, they again, like Carl said, they announced how many they had placed in Reading this year. So celebrate the numbers of how many were placed. The Clover Fire.
Over 300 animals they rescued up there and helped and got back to their owners, some, or found homes for them or took care of them because some of them had been scorched.
But if you haven't seen the Morgan Adoption Center, it's really the cat area is really just so clean and
it's
nice.
It's a cat hotel.
Cat hotel. And of course, you know, it's sad to go back into kennels, but they're very clean and they're very, well done. And they were having, of course, you know, a special, but if you paid a dollar, you got a treat. So we went, I think it was 10, you know, you pin a heart on the kennel and you gave the dog a treat. You know, you got to see every single dog that was in that particular kennel that we walked through it or, you know, that area. And I just think about, you know, how adoption is so important. You hate to see those many dogs that are homeless, but.
And, yeah. Cute
they
dogs.
Do a good job of taking care of at least housing them to adopt them back out. Many of them have been abandoned. Many of them have been abandoned.
Yeah. Strays come out. They're well fed. They're, you know, they, and there's no, you know, that they're healthy and all that, but somebody's just turned them loose. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, and our friends down there, Martin and his friends and his company has been in the North State for over 20 years. And, I tell you what, outstanding service. You know, if you listen to us, which you do, we talk about how professional they are, how Martin came in and checked the, you know, they, when they came in and put a tankless water heater in, he came in to make sure everything was fine. And, you know, this is the type of professional and personal care. It's almost like you're, you know, that everybody is their friend out there and they go in and do a great job. Any makes, any models, guarantees, warranties, talk to them about it. Give them a call at 221-2642, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service, Alliance Heating and Air. Their website is homecomfort.org. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Let's talk about unions and what happens when the company's neutral and the UAW is pushing to put a union in Tennessee. And where is Remington going? We'll be right back.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Redding Breakfast Lions Club's 32nd Gun, Antique, and Collectible Show at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All proceeds go to local youth and charitable programs. There will be over 150 vendors with approximately 300 tables displaying guns, antiques, and collectibles, along with unique historical and educational displays. This year, the special historical exhibit is Kilroy, World War II Living History, displays of German and Allied materials, the NorCal Veterans Historical Association will also be present with their helicopter and Vietnam and Gulf War era memorabilia. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or just browse at 200 years of historical items. The show opens at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 for free. Don't miss it. The Redding Breakfast Lions Club's 32nd Gun, Antique, and Collectible Show.
At the Redding Civic Auditorium, February 22nd and 23rd.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Join us for the NorCal Jazz Festival Preview featuring the gypsy guitar sound of the Jimmy Grant Quartet on Saturday, February 22nd at Old City Hall in downtown Reading. Also performing is local vocalist Stephanie Foose. Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door. For more information and tickets, call 241-7320 or visit NorCalJazzFestival.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR. 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 744 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's on your mind? What got you? Hey,
we changed our format, by the way, if you're just tuning in, where we're going to be able to have a little bit more time to cover things and less commercials, more talk. And by the way, it's going to be mostly sunny. It's currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 63, mostly clouded tonight with temperatures around 42. As we project our, or look at our forecast, We have tomorrow 62, slight chance of rain, and that's what it says throughout the week, a slight chance of rain. So tomorrow, Tuesday, will be 50% chance of rain. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kenny, locally owned, and specials for seniors and veterans. Our customers are warm friends.
Did I take a break at the wrong time? We're okay
you,
now.
You left a little.
Okay, I left a little. Okay, what we're saying is, okay, now it's nothing but talk until 8 o'clock. So if you got a question out there, if you have something you want to talk about, let's talk about right now. The in Tennessee, they have, in case you didn't know it, a lot of manufacturers that are in the country from other countries are down in the South. And they have a work base there. They have, they get tax breaks. They do, the people are friendly to the business. They're not, you know, slammed by too many government ordinances and all these things. In other words, the states are worker friendly, unlike California. Anyway, in Tennessee at the Volkswagen plant, the UAW said, let's get a union going here. And of course the workers have to vote on that. The company itself, their parent company of Volkswagen, I think BMW, I think, was neutral in it. They didn't fight it one way or the other because they have unions over in Germany. But they didn't fight it. Well, the vote was taken, and the UAW lost big time. And this was with the company being neutral on it. How did this happen? I mean, this is a huge setback. And people talk, they didn't know the facts. Well, workers did know the facts. Workers are not stupid. Workers saw a few things about the unions. And this is what they said. This was their after action report. They voted it down. And why? Ideology and campaign finance. The political stances the labor unions took did not jive with those of the workers. And they have a chance to say, well, wait a minute, if I don't, you know, and then they make it, once they're in the union, they make it very, very difficult for you to, you know, find out where your money's going and all this. And the legacy of Detroit, think about this. Detroit is a, which is going to lead me to the next subject right after that, but Detroit is, I mean, the last person in there should turn out the lights. It's terrible what's going on. I think isn't Detroit getting ready to declare bankruptcy, or already did? And look what the auto industry is, even after being pumped up with all the trillions, or hundreds of billions, I don't think it's trillions, hundreds of billions of dollars there. People see that. They see what the union's doing, at least the UAW. They see what the stance of the UAW takes, how they are in the pocket of the Democrats. And look at where the economy is right now. Is the economy better than it was? You can say, well, it's better. Well, look at the unemployment. Unemployment 6.5. The reason, anybody with any common sense, anybody with any sense would know that unemployment isn't 6.5. When you take out everybody that stopped, you know, it's like, oh, okay, look, anybody stopped looking for a job because they can't have a job, and any ones that have like two jobs, or anybody that's underemployed, we just won't count them. My God, then this is how bad unemployment is. It's still 6.5. When you take out all the numbers, it probably should be like zero. I mean, I think that's what Obama is pushing for. Everybody's out of the labor force, so we have zero unemployment. Well, I mean, they're fake numbers. Anyway, the union was devastated by this loss in Tennessee. They said, we don't want you. We don't want what you stand for. We don't like your leanings there. You're not just, you're not using the money to take care of union business. All right. Let's go on to Detroit. You remember last week we had, police chief in, Rob Pelletti was in. And Rob was talking about this thing in Time came out showing that Reading is in the top five of the crime, you know, of the largest increase in crime in the United States, and how he says, look, you know, and he's talked about these numbers, and he said these numbers they get from us. You know, so it's not a surprise that this happened, but let's look at it. You know, this was not just Reading, it was all of Shasta County. And if you have one murder a year and you get, then you, now you have two, guess what? You just went up 100% in violent crimes and murder. And here's the other, you know, I guess that, here's the thing I want everybody to think about. I hope everybody looks at the statistics and realizes that there's, as Bob Belongi has said to me before, there's a saying, it's called about There's
statistics.
Right.
There are lies, damned lies, and statistics. Thank you very much, Samuel Clements, a.k.a. Mark Twain.
There you go. You know, and so you can use these statistics to say anything. But here's something you have to ask yourself. Oh, gosh, you know, Redding is so unsafe. Oh, gosh, top five. Let me ask you a question. Would you walk downtown Redding or would you walk downtown Detroit? Which one do you feel safer in? Downtown Redding, downtown Oakland, which do you feel safer on? Downtown Dallas, downtown Redding. Which one do you feel safer in? You have to ask yourself the question, look at the statistics, but where do you feel safer at?
Crackway on Pine, I turn my rings around.
Okay.
I call that. Turn my ring. And well, it's a comment girls say to each other. You turn your rings around like if you have a diamond or a, yeah. Turn my rings around and get the attitude going. So because, you know, that's a place I always worry that I'm going to get conked on over the head.
But you haven't been.
No, because I turn my rings around and act tough. What are you going to do?
Act tough?
Well, you know, just kind of.
Act tough? You are tough. In fact, I walk behind Linda just in case there's problems so she can handle it before I get hurt. So, anyway.
That's not fair.
There's nothing wrong with being fair. Somebody was telling us the other day, I said, well, weren't you concerned? Because she was walking in a place that was tough. And she goes, no. She says, you know why? She says, I'm going someplace, I know where I'm going, and I look them dead in the eye. When, you know, if I see somebody look at me, I look at them. And yeah. I make this eye contact, and yeah. I just let them know I know who you, you know, I'm looking at you, and you're not gonna, you know, and that, and it does, because what are these people looking for?
Mm-hmm.
What are these people looking for? They're looking for prey.
Yeah.
These predators are looking for an easy, they want the wounded antelope.
Hands full. Purse,
wounded antelope
not
who's not
looking.
Paying attention, who's kind of cautious. This is what they're looking for. So if you're there and you're making eye contact and you're aggressive and you are the lioness who is striding through the parking lot down at Pine of this,
they want
this
a
incredible
soft
place.
Target.
They want yeah. a soft target. So you now just made yourself harder than that one, that other person over there on the left. Let's go to the phones. We're going to get an early comment, early announcement, but I think Terry has also some comments. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, I wanted to say a couple of things really quick. Linda, I agree with you 1,000,000%. You're right. I mean, I talked to Mike Mangus the other day, and, you know, I really like Chief Paletti, but come on, you know, how many crimes don't get reported? I mean, I know businesses downtown that have had their windows broken 6 times. They reported it the first 3. You know, I know that there's been people that have had problems outside of Lulu's. The dishwashers are the ones who go out and talk to the bad folk out there. I mean, a lot of this stuff isn't reported, and Mike made a good comment, just like you did, Linda, and I agree. He said not only would he not let his daughter or granddaughter walk down Pine Street at night, he wouldn't let them walk down during the day. My youngest daughter lives in Alameda. She can bike ride. My oldest daughter coaches coaches softball in college and is a teacher, rides her bicycle in Orange County. I mean, this is a lot of fluff that's going on. We've got some serious problems. And again, I like Chief Paletti, but, you know, this is not Pollyanna-ish. There are people who just don't report crimes. People see it all every day.
Well, that's true.
Don't report it.
That may be true, Terry. And you know what? That may be true on some things. Maybe I don't see some of these things, but, you know, walking around it, what time it is. But I do walk down Pine Street, and I have no problem with that. And the thing about it is this, is yes, there's crime. But to say that it makes Redding, when you see things like this, the worst place because we've had our crime or the fifth highest in the nation, you've got to put that in perspective. There's no way that Redding is more dangerous than downtown Detroit, and Detroit didn't make it. You know, that's what I'm trying to do is say, yeah, we've got our problems. I'm not, you know, and I don't think the chief is trying to make it Pollyannish. I think he's just saying, let's take a look at this in statistics. He's looking at saying that like rape. The numbers of rape have gone up. But there's only been one case in all those that he said for that year that the woman did not know her assailant. I mean, just as an example. It wasn't like there's a rampant.
Are you
rampant,
talking about the Redding area?
In the Redding area, yeah, the Redding area.
You mean you're talking about reported?
Well, okay, but see, yeah. how can you count unreported?
The problem is that, for example, one of the people over at a particular restaurant in town told me the problem that they have there is that when they call the police, it takes them so long to get there. And I'm not blaming this on the police. I'm not saying
I know that.
Out there, but it takes so long for them to get there that, quote, we just send the dishwashers out.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying that. I mean, we talked about it before. The guy laying on the sidewalk with his coat over the parking meter, drunk on the sidewalk, laying there. Nobody did anything. And there wasn't a policeman in sight. I mean, I'm just saying that, yeah, it's really not number five, but, you know, to paint this thing that it really is not so bad and it's safe, it's not safe. I wouldn't let my daughter walk down Pine Street. I agree with the, maybe you can walk down it, but, you know, I wouldn't let my daughter or my granddaughter walk down it. I agree with Mike Mangus, and I agree with your wife. I don't think it's that safe.
Okay. Okay, now, there's one thing that we could do, though, is all of us, and you're right, there are parts of the, there's parts, obviously parts of Ready that are tough. Well, no, no, I'm not even talking about that. If, well, yeah, I mean, talking about that. You know, if, no, no, okay, I'm not talking about that. It's not vigilantism. Well,
I'm just teasing.
Well, I'm not. No, here's what I'm thinking, Terry, is this. When, you know, we're having an election this year. We're going to replace three city council people, right? The first thing that we ought to ask every one of them is, how do you feel about public safety? Where is that in your list of priorities? You know, when you look at when the Constitution, what's it supposed to be? Our defense of us, or, you know, our public safety and infrastructure, right? Doesn't say anything else about feeling good stuff. So I would like to know is that everybody that's going to be on that city council would say, you know what, I'm going to find ways of putting that other 23 officers back on the street so at least we can have as many as we did in 2007.
Well, the other thing that they have to look at too, Carl, I mean, they've got to look at the $600 million. They've got an unfunded liabilities, number one. And number two, we pay more than most police departments do. You know, our chief of police, he's a good man, but he cracks down $250,000 a year. I mean, so when you start looking at what's going on with the salaries that we have here, that makes it difficult. And I'm not saying they don't earn it. I'm just saying
I understand
that
what you're saying.
Chief wants to put into place would be outstanding. That'd be the first place to start.
I understand what you're saying, but I think that the new ones as they're being hired on, these are the things are. The new ones being hired on are under completely different auspices as the other ones. But
are they?
But this is something, well, I'm pretty sure they are. But anyway.
Not that I know of.
Well, we need to find out about that.
Yeah.
But the big thing, though, is this, is that if public safety is the primary objective of government, then we ought to make sure that that's their primary objective. Now, we've got a couple minutes left. You wanted to make your announcement early.
Absolutely.
Okay, buddy.
Lawrence Spivak, it's S-P-I-V-A-C-K, is speaking tonight at the Tea Party. He is teaching conservative groups about free market economics. You might like this girl.
Nice.
Being a businessman, he conducts the economic literacy seminar all across the United States, and he's delivered it to over 100 groups already in 14 states. He wrote a book called The New Democrat, and he goes by the name Dr. Truth. So it's similar to like a Dr. Seuss sort of parody, and his books are amazing. I know that he was on We the People yesterday, an amazing guy. He's from Massachusetts, and he was saying that basically his books are really going viral. In fact, one lady wrote in on the chat room. I guess she's involved with education. She wants 28 of one book. So interesting guy. That's tonight at 2570 Bonneview Road in Reading at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock. Lauren Spivak. I think everybody will really enjoy this guy. He's got a lot to teach.
I think it sounds like it's going to be pretty interesting. Our guest coming up at 8:05 is a guy by the name of Tim Kaine. You might want to, you know, keep tuned in here because he's written a book about the bleeding and the hemorrhage of so many fine officers that are leaving the military and why and what we can do to try and save them. And this, I mean, when I read the article, it's so right on in the sense that we are losing a lot of people from the military. The military is cutting back, but we want to try and keep as many of the really good ones as we can with all these things you're reading about officers being relieved and,
some for cause. Carl?
No, I think maybe there are some cases, but I read some of these cases where these people are getting relieved and, you know, frankly, under this last 8 years, these are the people that were under Obama that were promoted under the officers that he assigned, you know, the senior officers he assigned. And I think the chickens are coming home to roost. And I think that's why we're starting to see so many of them being relieved.
Well,
I think there is. I
that
think
sounds
there is,
like a
yeah.
great program. Sounds like a great guest.
Anyway, we'll talk to him. Anyway, thanks a lot, Terry. Tonight, 6 p.m. Sounds like a great show out there at the on Bonneview. So
thank you.
Okay, we're going to take we got like a minute before we get a break. Okay,
gotta get used to this new format.
I know. I'm trying to get, but you know what? I like it. I like it better because we don't have to we can actually get into a subject and move on with it. Like I said, our guest when we come back is Tim Kaine, who has written this great article and book about our military, about what's happening in our military. How come so many are leaving? How can we keep them? And that all of these things that all of these past positions and how we did business in the past just isn't going to work anymore. And, you know, and with the what's happening with the military anyway. I have grave concerns about our military in the future after what's happened under Mr. Obama. And there's 1,000 reasons for that. We'll be right back after the news. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 37 degrees out there. It's 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New Englanders are digging out from the latest snowstorm to hit the region. More than a foot of snow covers parts of coastal Maine and Massachusetts. A National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orbeck says the storm system currently hitting the Great Lakes will move to the east soon.
Later in the week, Tuesday into Wednesday, there is a potential for the snow to spread eastward, and we're looking at some snow potential from in the vicinity of New York City up towards Boston.
And right now there's about 10 inches of snow on the ground in Plymouth and New Bedford after it fell there over the weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, a Central California mother and four children died in a fiery crash over the weekend after a vehicle ran a stop sign and hit their SUV. California Highway Patrol Officer Axel Reyes says it's not known if the occupants in the SUV died because of the initial crash or later.
They were all pronounced dead at the scene. And, of course, with that included the driver, 29-year-old female, a 1-year-old male, a 3-year-old male, a 6-year-old female, and 11-year-old female.
And police say that after the crash, within minutes, the SUV was engulfed in flames. Authorities say two skiers were killed, three others injured in a large avalanche that happened in Colorado over the weekend.
One was found, and they made a safe path, and then the other one was found, and they made another safe path for the search and rescue teams to get up to the people. And they were both confirmed dead by the sheriff's office.
That's Susan Matthews of the Leadville Lake County Office of Emergency Management. And officials say seven skiers on Star Mountain near Independence Pass triggered the slide about 5 p.m. on Saturday. The financial markets are closed today for the President's Day holiday. The Dow will open trading tomorrow at 16,154. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swiss officials say the hijacker of an Ethiopian Airlines plane traveling from the Ethiopian capital to Rome was a plane's co-pilot. The chief executive of Geneva International Airport, Robert Deon, says nobody was hurt.
The passengers, they were evacuated from the aircraft in a northerly situation. Everything went well. The airport was closed down and open at 8:05.
Officials say a few minutes after landing the plane in Geneva, the plane's co-pilot, who was seeking asylum, climbed out of the cockpit window with a rope, and he's now in custody. A review of accident records finds that at least 10 times since 2008, freight trains carrying oil across North America have derailed and spilled significant amounts of crude. Most of the accidents have touched off fires or catastrophic explosions. The Associated Press review finds that the derailments released a total of almost 3 million gallons of oil. This is SRN News. For those who endured bone-chilling January cold, it could be hard to believe, but nationwide, the average temperature for the month was about normal, with a warm west offsetting a colder east.
The government says January in the lower 48 states was the 53rd coldest of 120 years of record-keeping. The average was 30.3 degrees, only a tenth of a degree below normal for the month. While Alabama had its fourth coldest January on record, California and Alaska had their third warmest.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. It was also the fifth driest January on record. The mountains around Sochi, Russia have been shrouded in fog today. That's caused the biggest weather disruption so far in the Winter Olympics. Two medal events, a biathlon race and a snowboard event, have both been postponed until tomorrow, but a women's biathlon event went ahead as scheduled after the fog lifted. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Okay. How you doing? Carl and DeBach. We're having slight emergencies
around here.
Is this
a manic Mandate? You know, to quote the
Goes. Yeah, slight emergencies here and there.
Going to Carlisle.
Yeah. Hey, look, today's weather is, gosh, let me see, Washington's birthday. Mostly sunny with a high near 63, light and variable winds. Mostly cloudy with a low around 42 tonight. It looks like it could be a chance of rain on Tuesday and slight chance of showers on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday night. And Thursday we go back into partly sunny. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends, our customers are warm friends. And what can I say about that except the locally owned, family operated discounts for seniors and veterans, our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Bob.
Carl, you know one thing that I'm absolutely looking forward to is getting, we're sleeping in a travel trailer. And as you know, beds in travel trailers are not generally the most comfortable things in the world. So getting back into my own bed, since it's still there and didn't burn up, is the thing I'm looking forward to the most.
Well, you know what? If you had a sleep number, you'd even want to do it more. Hey, look, our sleep number, mine's 35. Linda, yours is 40, I think. Your sleep number 40? 45.
Yeah,
that's right.
Trying to go a little bit on the firmer side.
Well, I tell you what, you know, a sleep number, you know, I got texted by somebody that went down and bought one and said, you know, they usually go to sleep late and get up early, and they said, I slept all through the night, you know, it was, you know, that, sleep number rocks. And it does. Sleep number rocks. And I tell you right now, they've got a huge sale on. You can get 50% off the Innovation Series Limited Edition right now. It's the largest closeout event of the year, exclusively at Sleep Number. And Sleep Number has been clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. Now, I don't know if it's been clinically proven, but it's Carl and Linda proven. We sleep so well on this. And, you know, we don't, when they asked us to be spokesman for Sleep Number, we don't usually do it. Unless we know the people. Well, we don't do it. We don't do it unless we know the people or we know the product. We tried it out and we did that before we agreed to do that. And we have been extremely happy about that with the exclusive dual air technology. Each side's adjustable. I can't say enough about Sleep Number except where it is. It's there in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down over to, it's over there behind the McDonald's area. There is the Sleep Number and there's four different stores in there, but go to the Sleep Number professionals. They will help you find the night's sleep. Made in America and guaranteed. What can I say? What are the things that are going on? Do we have Mr. Kane on the phone? Do we get a chance to get Mr. Kane on the phone here yet? Okay. Our guest is Tim Kane, and we're going to give him a call here in a couple of minutes. We're going to take an early break right now so we get Mr. Kane back on the line, and we're going to be talking about the military and the problems that the military has in keeping their officers. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. What a day. We have a slight emergency out in the office out here. We're trying to take care of it the same time we're doing all this. Well, that's okay. We're going to make it work. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. North States, you know, it's a North States emporium with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements. What can I say? All of Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you. Classes on health, diet, raw and organic food are just some of the reasons to shop Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. I can't say enough about that. Of course, then they also have the amazing foods for life. Amazing foods for life that are gluten-free that are there for your health also. Our guest today is Tim Kaine, who is an American economist, currently serving as a research fellow at the Hoover Institution. He was formerly the chief economist of the Hudson Institute, has written a number of books, the Index of Economic Freedom, U.S. Military Mismanages Great Leaders and Why It's Time for a Revolution. I tell you what, Bleeding Talent, How the U.S. Military Mismanages Great Leaders and Why It's Time for a Revolution is the reason I called them, and he also co-authored the book, Balance, How Great Powers Lost It and How America Can Regain It. And we also like to talk about that, but welcome to our show, Mr. Kaine.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know what? Here's what happened we try to have authors on, and people send me links all the time to books and articles, and somebody sent me yours. And I read it and I thought, well, you know what? You captured what a lot of military officers, both, you know, that have retired and both still in the military. I spent 30 years in the Marine Corps, but you were saying things in there that people were talking about 30 years ago, but had never been changed.
Yeah, that's so true. That's one of the things that surprised me, you know, how history repeats itself. And in a sense, every day it repeats itself for the military. I trace this issue back of a great leadership organization, you know, Marine Corps, Army, Air Force, and my experience was Air Force. That's always been true. It's this great, you know, we all respect the military and the leaders it produces, but the bureaucracy is just god-awful. And I think the people who've served in it understand, you see your friends, and sometimes when you're a commander, you see your own people get caught up in a bureaucracy that nobody can seem to control. And I trace it back almost 100 years. I mean, presidents like Truman and Eisenhower knew this was a problem and haven't been able to solve it.
You know, you were capturing that in the book. You know, at this point, too, in our military, where we are drawing down the military, and yet every time we turn around, there is another senior officer or commander that's relieved, for cause of some kind or another. Is all this tied together? Does it tie together under one administration, two administrations, or is this something that, has, you know, as we've talked about, it's gone on for such a long time, it's just endemic?
Yeah, you know, part of it actually is there's tradition, and there's this excellent value system in the military, duty and service above self. But, you know, when you trace back how military started, they weren't really based on much more than slavery. You know, you were forced to serve your tribe or whatever nation or empire it was, whether you wanted to or not. And in the West, there was a tradition of free troops. And, you know, the story of the Spartans, the 300 Spartans who volunteered. Well, that tradition really took hold in America, where we went to an all-volunteer force. But the problem is that really only lasts for one day. You're a volunteer on your first day, and afterwards, the Army's still going to tell you where to go, what to do.
That was a great point you made, too, is that, hey, we have an all-volunteer force. Yeah, one day. You're a volunteer for one day, and then, as we say, Uncle Sam owns you after that.
Yeah, yeah. So then you're going to get into this culture of coercion, and that's kind of what I tried to tell some stories and open people's eyes in the military who, you know, these guys have served their whole career. They really don't know what it's like on the outside, how labor markets that are free and flexible really work. So it was an academic book, and that was the real surprise, is that it did catch fire, and a lot of the troops have passed it around and written to me pretty amazing, touching stories I've gotten from the front lines.
Well, what would you say one of those, I mean, if you can you share that one of those with us? Because I have something that has always ground on me, and I want to talk about that in a minute. But what are some of the comments they're making?
You know, one of the individuals, and I won't say any names.
No, of course not.
He was fighting in Iraq, and he said he was on his third combat tour, and the book made him cry because he loves his country, he loves his military, and he's seen his own commanders, who were the best commanders, some of the best commanders, not rewarded. Because they haven't checked all the right boxes. Now, these tend to be individuals, men and women, who don't really care about the bureaucracy. They're going to focus on the troops. And maybe they don't get all the, you know, the graduate school or the training program, and then they get passed over for promotion. So you see a lot of careerism in the military, where there are exceptional people that get promoted to the top, but there are a lot of exceptional people who focus on the troops or who focus on the mission instead of their own careers, and the personnel system does not reward that.
I would agree with that. Up to a point, there's exceptions to all this, but I can't tell you how many times in my career I've been told, well, you know what, if you don't go to this headquarters, your career is going to suffer. Well, and I had the choice of either taking that one or staying out in the Fleet Marine Force or taking another deployment type job. I opted not to go to the headquarters. I mean, but from starting out as a private at Parris Island, ended up as a lieutenant colonel. I have no complaints ever. And I think the Marine Corps is a great institution, but I think the choices they make are not conducive to making the right decisions for the people they want to keep in.
Yeah, yeah. I think the one story that motivated me to write it was an old friend of mine who was a Rhodes Scholar, our West Point graduate. Turns out he helped General Petraeus write the counterinsurgency doctrine that, you know, everyone mm-hmm. seems to think left, right, and center. Counterinsurgency probably saved Iraq from being a complete failure and disaster. They started to focus on the people of Iraq instead of just search and destroy missions.
Right.
And it was a lesson relearned from history. But nonetheless, John Nagle was his name. And John got to 20 years. He was allowed to retire. And he elected to retire. But what struck me was John had risen to the rank of lieutenant colonel. He wasn't even a full colonel, let alone a general. Essentially the top strategist in an organization at war with a million people in uniform. And your top strategist, after 20 years, barely makes middle management.
And gets passed over for a colonel. Yeah, gets passed over for a colonel.
I don't know if he was passed over. He just never quite made it. And I started asking around, you can serve for 22, 23 years, do everything right, get every right promotion. They take that long to promote guys up to colonel one-star level. And I just thought, that's crazy. You know, being in the private sector, if you're the best software program at Microsoft, they'll know within 2 or 3 years you'll be given more responsibility, more compensation. You don't see that sort of the talent management is really dysfunctional, and John Nagle's story really motivated me to write it.
Okay. Our guest is Tim Kaine, who's written a book, Bleeding Talent, How the U.S. Military Mismanages Great Leaders and Why It's Time for a Revolution. He's got a lot of really good points in here. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, where dreamers come.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is the 17th of February, President's Day, 37 degrees out there, 8:24 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold is Cypress Square Barbershop. We're into our we're into our new format here where it's going to be breaking every 15 minutes, and we're trying to do the 15, 30, 45. But we've had a couple of things happening out here that's caused us to have to run back and forth in the offices to take care of with some of the personnel that they're – but so we're trying to keep us as much as possible on break time here, but we're going to keep going on now to we've taken breaks early, so we've got a good 20 minutes here. We can talk with our guest Tim Kaine, who has written a book called Bleeding Talent: How the U.S. Military Mismanages Great Leaders and Why It's Time for a Revolution. What would you say? Good morning, Tim, and thanks for being with us, by the way.
Sure, my pleasure.
it's really not a combat zone here all the time. Maybe it's when I called you. I'm not sure. Hey, what would you say? You know, we talk about this. You said even the way that we pay our people, that in the sense of is that we don't reward people to as they do out on the civilian world, out in the business world.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was a little bit worried that I didn't know what I was talking about, and I guess maybe that's the skeptic in me, that I want to be careful to criticize an institution as great as the U.S. military. So I relied a lot of my book on, or based a lot of it, I should say, on a survey I took of West Point graduates, and those were the responses, not even just to the folks who'd retired, but the active duty officers in the Army, just blistering. Not the fact they had to go to war, that they were away from their families. What frustrated them was the personnel system, and in particular what you just pointed out, the fact that it really doesn't distinguish the very best lieutenant in the Army from the very worst lieutenant in the Army. They get paid the same. They get promoted on the exact same day. You know, so these lockstep promotions and the lack of differentiation, and it's true, a Marine is a Marine. They're all great men and women, but come on. We all make fun of the fact that in this culture everybody gets a trophy in soccer, a little league. That we're afraid of telling kids who've done a good job, you've done a good job. Well, that actually hurts performance. The specialists in the field of labor economics and personnel economics tell you, you cannot run an organization like that or it's going to fall apart. Well, thank God we've got patriotism, because the personnel system is not making it happen.
You know, and it is true, you know, after 2 years, you get promoted to first lieutenant, and, you know, you try to winnow them through when you're going through officer candidate school or the academies or the different ROTC programs, but even in the ROTC programs, you have to put them through summer training. And you try to pick the ones that can make it, and a lot of them don't make it. We've had classes when I was at OCS, when I was a platoon commander there, that easily we start out with 60 and come through with 25.
Yeah.
So you try to do that there. You can also not promote people with fitness reports, and it's rare for that anybody never to make first lieutenant. I can't think of any time, but we have had times that people didn't make it to captain. And there are cases, very, 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 and you know this, Tim, rare cases where you get people deep selected because they are just so good.
Yeah.
But it's rare.
Yeah, there's a tradition of promoting people what's called below the zone. And that means, you know, maybe after 11 years in, you get promoted and the rest of your year group, it will be exactly 12 years. So there are these folks who are promoted below the zone. But I think the criticism that I heard from the Army officers and most others I've talked to is that's too long. And when you start to dig, there's what sounds really good, this culture of up or out, that if you don't get promoted, you get kicked out of the service. But frankly, the only people that get kicked out are, you know, the felons. I mean, somebody who's committed an outright crime. And that's why you end up with problems like abusive leaders. Because if they haven't committed a crime, they're going to get promoted. They might be creeps. They might be sexual creeps. Unless they've been convicted of a crime, you're going to have problems with what the Army calls their toxic leaders. And their own internal studies show they think 20% of their mid-level officers are toxic, you know, just bullies. And unless you, when you have a centrally planned management system, this is what you're going to get. If you have a system where you get feedback loops, it's a little bit more flexible, that wouldn't happen.
Okay, when you talk about a feedback loop, can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. So you mentioned the situation reports. I have this one great story. It's from the enlisted corps, but it tells you the idea of performance evaluations have become, corrupted is not the right word, but it's like grade inflation. They've become so diluted they don't mean anything. So there were about 20,000 NCOs in the Air Force up for promotion, and they looked at their performance reports. half of them got the promotion to Master Sergeant. This is a story in the Air Force Times about 4 years ago. And it turns out every one of those 10,000 had perfect situation reports, perfect performance evaluations. The funny thing is, the other half, the other 10,000 individuals who didn't get promoted, every one of them also had perfect performance evaluations. There wasn't one bad egg in the whole lot. And, you know, with 135 points out of 135 points, not one of them had 134 points. And that's the ridiculousness, the inflation, and the meaninglessness of these performance reports. And it cuts across. The Navy does it. The Army does it. The Marine Corps, frankly, is the one that seems to have some value, but even those are highly inflated SIT reps.
Well, you know what? We call them fitness reports. And for the longest time, you know, I'm not disagreeing. Because what you could do is you mark everybody as outstanding. I mean, that happens. I mean, people all get marked as outstanding. All these guys are outstanding. If, you know, and then you have others in there, but their overall value of the service. But in there, in the old fitness reports, you had to number that person out of, say you have 10 officers. Then you could have 1 through 10, and you rank that person. You rank him 1 out of 10. 10 out of 10 it's a career killer right there. Even if he's outstanding. And then we went to a new fitness report, which, you know, this would be the guy would be in the top 1%. Then you have the 10 and then 80 and all this. So they tried to make it so that you could get a better evaluation because you're sitting on a board and the only truth teller on there, as we say, the only truth teller is where they're ranked with their fellow officers. That's why and here's the reason why, and I'll tell you why. You are supposed to brief the person that you've written a fitness report on. This is your fitness report. You didn't have to tell them exactly what was in it. You could just tell them, this is what I have, this is what I marked you. But everybody knew, okay, how'd you rank me? And that's uncomfortable for a senior officer to look you in the eye. And some senior officers, others say, you know, I've got 5 just outstanding officers here. Unfortunately, I had to mark you 4 out of 5. Yeah. You know, and this kind of thing. And, you know, but, so I'm agreeing with you that when you see all that, but then there's other ways of doing it. But you had, you know, that you're right. Not everybody should get a ribbon in dodgeball. It's the same thing in the military. You know what? When you see these outstanding young Marines, we do meritoriously promote them, but it happens a lot more in the enlisted ranks than it ever does in the officers.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what drives us crazy, I think, is it wasn't always this way. I've just read too much now about how World War II was organized. They used to let people specialize. And in today's military, everybody has to pretend they want to be a 4-star general. And, you know, it's up or out. Well, why? What if you have a guy who just loves, you know, being in a platoon, or a fighter pilot who just wants to fly? Well, they've got to pretend they don't want to do that. They want to wear 4 stars and go work at the Pentagon. That lack of flexibility, not just to let the guys rise who are excellent, but to let the guys, you know, go sideways who are excellent. I just want to stay a Navy SEAL and do it for 12 years, and then I'll move on. I don't want to pretend I'm going to have a 25. That sort of honesty is lacking in today's personnel system, and it wasn't when Eisenhower was running the World War II invasion of Europe. In that time, he had flexibility to demote guys, and it didn't mean he kicked them out. It gave him another try, or a try at a different kind of job. And it's sad to see that the military's lost that flexibility, and it's been now 40 years we've been in this massive bureaucracy.
Well, you know, I will never disagree when you talk about massive bureaucracies. You know, as we say, the closer, I mean, the further away from the flagpole, the harder it is to get anything done. And when you're back at headquarters Marine Corps or at the, at the head of the Army, back in the Pentagon, you know, them making decisions and trying to figure out what's going on down in the ranks is difficult. And I understand that. But
yeah,
a lot of the things you've said are, we have to promote, okay, we want our platoon commanders, you want to train them for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years to make captain, you want to move them up into the, to be a company commander. Many times we send them to school, and from schools they go to non-tactical jobs because they've been out in the fleet. Oh, we've got to give these other people a chance. Well, now you've got guys that have been training, men and women who've been training, that they're at the apex right there. I mean, they know the most. We send them to school to give them a better education and how to do it, and then we take them out of the fleet for 3 years. Instead of putting them right back into the fleet because of numbers and whatever. Oh, you've got to take this to round your career so we can get you promoted, which is what you're saying is why.
Yeah. Well, the you know, when I briefed this at the Pentagon and I've talked to a lot of different senior leaders, some of them really get it. And, you know, Secretary of Defense Gates, who I didn't meet personally, by the end of his tenure, this was the issue he talked about the most. He called it the institutional concrete in the personnel bureaucracy. And it limited his ability to get the right generals in the right jobs. Even if they were all great, just job matching was could be so inefficient. So he knew it was a big deal. But a lot of people, they can't see the forest for the trees. They're so into it. They go, wait, you couldn't change that because this constraint, because that. And having been in the real world, I guess, in the private sector economy, the level of flexibility that we enjoy to specialize and to rise to the level that you prefer, it's lacking, and they don't get it, I think, some of the bureaucrats, because they think they have to centrally manage this. I mean, my God, if there wasn't a centrally managed economy, what would happen? Well, that's the way the Soviet Union thought, right? So
that was a huge success.
Free markets work, guys. This is what you've been defending for 200 years. So it's tough to get that message across, but a lot of the folks get it. I mean, I'll tell you what, the biggest fans I've had are the folks in the Coast Guard, where this resonated with them, and, you know, they want to push reforms. The people who are actually managing the HR system, very first folks to ask me to come over and give a presentation. So, you know, there are some champions of reform. It's just, there aren't any bad guys. It's just a bureaucracy, and it's got momentum. Can we fight that?
You know, and I think you're right. I mean, nobody goes out there saying, let's make my service worse than it was. But there's one saying is that, you know, we have in the Marine Corps, we call them monitors. I don't know what they call them in the other services. A monitor is there. He's a captain or a colonel or whatever your rank is. And his whole job, his whole mission in life with his people is to match you with a job.
Right.
But the bottom line on this, it's always, and you probably have, I think I've seen it, is the needs of the Marine Corps. And whether it's the right job for you has nothing to do with it. It's a hole that needs to be plugged.
Yeah.
These kind of things is that, we've found that you are your best monitor yourself because they're there to fill a quota.
I really respected that. I think the value in that statement, the needs of the service come first, the needs of the individual second, that's a noble, noble sentiment, and I think it's true. But what really they tend to do when they say that is we're going to jam person A into slot B, whether they fit or not, because we need to for the short term. That may be good for the Army for the short term. It's not good for the Army long term.
No.
And, you know, I traced that back. I started to think about it and realized, wait, this is what Adam Smith was arguing in 1776. That, you know, letting a market be free, it turns out having a butcher and a baker who are looking after themselves, not England as a whole, they make better bread, they cut fresher meat. It's actually better for the society sometimes to let the needs of the individual dominate, and that helps the institution longer term. Tough lesson for someone who's been managing that bureaucracy for 15, 20 years to say, oh, yeah, I've been doing it wrong my whole career.
Well, you know, one of the things that people seem to think, yeah, I know, oh, yeah, this got me to here, but it's been wrong. I just have a real problem. I haven't seen some senior officers saying that. One of the things is people say, oh, they're getting out because, and this is, I thought, an important part, a point of your book. Oh, they're getting out because of low pay, oh, all these deployments, oh, people are shooting at them and all this, but that's not the main reason that they're giving, you know, for getting out of the service.
No, I think there is an issue with people that are in combat, and it's very stressful. What's interesting, and you know, talk to some psychologists, and they'll tell you some people can handle stress very well, some people can't, and they're all different. But, you know, again, one size fits all. We assume that we send the troops in the Army over to combat in Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever for 1 year and then rotate them out, and that'll give them just enough time in. Well, no, some men can take it for 2-3 years. They don't feel the pressure. Others, after 6 months, maybe they need a break. Again, can we have flexibility to meet the psychological needs of our servicemen and women? And right now we don't. We have a very centralized, a Marine is a Marine sort of mentality. I think for the troops, they deserve better than this.
When we talk about, people in combat and all this, and you're right. There, you have warriors in each group. I mean, they're all warriors, but then you have warriors in that group of warriors. And this is something they thrive on. And they can do this. They can go day in and day out where others can't. But, you know, and part of the thing, though, is that, you know what, it's not, as you wrote in your book, it's not that and so much of the pay or being separated. It's having to turn around and deal with peacetime, deal with garrison, deal with garrison and the bureaucracy that you run into. You come back after a combat tour, you're, you know, everybody's working together, and then you get back into post or camp, and you get back in the garrison, back in the States, and all of a sudden, the ones that come out of the woodwork, your leaders, kind of just stay where they are, but then the ones that have been avoiding this or avoiding their one tour come out of the woodwork, and start making rules.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's, that's kind of a feeling.
It is a tough transition, I think, for the Army, and it's a welcome one. You know, peace and rest after this last decade is welcome, but it provides a new set of challenges.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as you pointed at the beginning of Carl, the Army, I think, in particular, is going to face a drawdown. They don't need as many troops anymore. So how we manage this respectfully is important. And I've seen it done before after the Cold War when I was serving. When they had a drawdown at that point, at least in the Air Force, and there were programs to pay people to leave. Now, to me, that lacks a lot of moral courage, and it doesn't serve the troops. Because what will happen is your more entrepreneurial officers will take those bonuses to quit. And the less competent, less entrepreneurial, more, as you point out, your garrison box checkers, careerists, they'll stay in. And that's not fair to the enlisted guys. That's not fair to the troops who have to serve those commanders. And I saw it happen personally. Some of the best senior officers took the early retirement packages, took the money. Now look, have the moral courage, if you're going to cut 10% of your officers, to identify the 10 that, you know, aren't ready for the, aren't right for the future. And I hope, I pray, honestly, that the senior leadership doesn't pay officers to quit the Army. That is, that does not serve the younger troops.
Well, and it doesn't, because you make very good points. I mean, and these, if you've been in, you see these things. And you want the best. If you're truly a leader, you want the best for the troops. You want them to be led, because it's not an easy job. The feeling I get from what I've read is you're not denigrating the military at all. You believe in the military and the institution, but it doesn't mean that we can't do it better, just like anything else, especially in these drawdowns. You want to keep the best and brightest in there. You want to keep the ones who are going to make that huge step forward in the type of tactics and leadership and innovations that we're going to need to face here in the next 10 years.
Yeah. I'll tell you, one of the things that gives me hope is I think the troops understand it this time. They don't have a lot of patience for bureaucracy. This probably has been the longest war we've had ever. And folks coming back to garrison, I don't think they're going to be up for the Mickey Mouse games. And that's, you know,
it's the hardest
99% of the troops. So I'm really confident. The other thing is, this is not a partisan issue. Secretary of Defense Hagel, President Obama, they can embrace this. They can understand the wisdom of this. A lot of Democrats have. Conservatives do. So that's what I'm excited about. Is it's unlike so many other issues I've been involved in. There's no right, left, you know, poison here. There's not even anybody on the other side. It's just a bureaucracy. We need to raise attention and get the country behind reform.
Great. Okay, I like that. Do you see any tie-in from with the bureaucracy? I think you do. Of all the bureaucracies we've had over the last 40 years, do you see a tie-in with that, with all the officers that are being relieved now for cause?
I've heard an issue about senior officers and some politics, and I haven't followed it, to be honest. So,
well, I'm not sure it's politics, because, I mean, I think part of it is politics. But I look at the ones and why they're being relieved, and they all aren't on some kind of hit list. I mean, some people believe, they're all being relieved because of, you know, because Obama wants to put his own people in there. Well, he has put his own people in there. He's got Hagan, he's got the ones he wants in there, but I see the ones being relieved because they've come up through the same bureaucracy that we're talking about, where they're careerists in many cases, and they're getting relieved for stupid things. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's incredible to see somebody getting that cheats at a gambling casino with fake chips.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if anything, it strengthens what you're writing.
Yeah, some of the ethical lapses. I haven't followed all of those stories. I've focused a lot more on the mass of junior officers and middle rank officers. I think by the time you get to your general officers, they tend to know each other. There does seem to be a little bit more of the of an information system that works. But yeah, then you see some of these bonehead stories, and you really wonder,
yeah,
why is it? Well, like sexual harassment's become an increasingly important and I think yeah. recognized issue of something that's plagued the military.
Hey Tim, I have to go on a break right now, but let's talk about that when you get back, because that's so much in the papers and in the news right now. Our guest is Tim Kaine, author of Bleeding Talent, How the U.S. Military Mismanages Great Leaders and Why It's Time for a Revolution. We're going to talk about the sexual harassment when we come out. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Vogt.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Vogt. Good morning. It is 8:43 in the morning. It is 37 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. Tomorrow looks like it's going to start raining. Weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Chuck and Judy Kenny out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. You know, the thing about John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms is great gunsmiths working on your weapons. They have ammo and firearms of all kinds for sale, but they have ammo here in town, which is always difficult to find. At reasonable prices, he prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at a fair price. Give him a call at 222-8222 or again, 2539 Larkspur and right here in Redding, Bastiani Arms. Our guest is Tim Kaine, who is the author of
bleeding talent, how the U.S. military mismanages great leaders and why it's time for a revolution. Plus, you've got a couple other books out there, too. You've got a lot of books out there, Tim. But, you know, this newest one, I think, is what, Balance, How Great Powers Lost It and How America Can Regain It, also.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Glenn Hubbard and I, the dean at Columbia Business School, wrote Balance, and we blogged together at balanceofeconomics.com.
Great. Yeah.
And I try to, that one was meant to be a bestseller. Simon & Schuster was the publisher. But Bleeding Talent, I was my labor of love. I mean, I spent 4 years working on this book about the military. It was a solo project. And as I mentioned earlier, Carl, the survey of West Point graduates is what blew me away when, you know, only about a third of the respondents think that the Army is weeding out the weakest leaders. And weeding out, I think, as we were hinting earlier, some of these people who might be sexual predators. They just don't have the feedback system in place, an informal network of information. All the reviews are top down. And to identify some of your toxic people, you've got to listen to your troops at the bottom to know who the good ones are.
Yeah, you know, there was peer evals. We used to do peer evals when we're going through the officers, you know, training. Because I trained both just the candidates going through, but also lieutenants out at the basic school where we train all of our officers. And what you see isn't always what you get, the way they perform in front of a senior officer. But we come up with peer evals, and I tell you what, after you saw the peer evals, then you take a second look at them, because you can hide, or you can come up with a different facade for a while, but then you start looking at them and you realize that, you know what, the peers aren't wrong.
Yeah, I've heard, when we talked about peer evals and recommended that to the Pentagon, we got pushback saying, well, that would just be a popularity contest. And you know what? I think that might be true. But it's a popularity contest, even if you're only doing top-down management. It's just the popularity is only, brown-nosing. And that's not a smart way to evaluate leaders. And in fact, the military doesn't always do it that way. The Ranger School has peer evaluation system in it. The academies have peer evaluation systems. So it's used elsewhere. It's just the regular promotion bureaucracy is not listening to the subordinates of these leaders to know who the toxic ones are.
Let me give just a quick example is that we had when I was out in Hawaii, we had a new senior officer, a colonel coming in that was going on to Okinawa to take over a command there. And my job was to escort him around there and to introduce him to the main players over with the Navy and the Marines and all this, which I did. I realized this man's got a problem. And I told my boss about it. And the problem was alcohol.
Really?
And it was alcohol. And then, we both knew there was a problem there, but how big a problem, we didn't know until 4 months later when he gets, admitted to a hospital. But then you start going back and finding out there was things that were happening before that. I mean, he wasn't drunk or anything like that when he was around us, but I just, sometimes things kind of like, well, there's something going on here, something wrong here.
Yeah.
But there's not
yeah.
enough to say, right then, but there were cases in the back there where it was that bad that nobody stepped forward to cover it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not
yeah.
saying that happens all the time, but you're right. You have a tendency to close ranks.
There's a great story. I do mention this in the book. Chapter 3, in fact, of Bleeding Talent goes through some of the greatest leaders in American history, military leaders, from George Washington to Nimitz, Eisenhower. Eisenhower was threatened with court-martial because he believed so much in tanks. He was annoying the senior officers, and they said, pipe down or you're going to get drummed out. Now, Nimitz is the story that's worth remembering. Here's a guy when he was a junior officer in the Navy. First time he got to captain a ship, it was a destroyer, and he accidentally ran it aground. Now, if you did that in today's Navy, believe me, you'd never make admiral. You certainly wouldn't be a five-star admiral. But the older
you don't even need
US
to do
military,
that.
the older U.S. military was failure tolerant. They let people make mistakes. And now one little glitch will ruin somebody's career. And so you see tolerance of problems like that, like alcohol, that prevent the treatment that somebody needs until it becomes a crisis or lives are at risk. And that's too bad.
I agree, because we get into the zero defects mentality.
Zero defect, exactly.
We used to, I can tell you how things changed and almost probably to a year when it changed under one commandant. I digress. We were talking about sexual harassment. One of the questions in our chat room is the suppression of Christian liberty and speech have anything to do with anything that's going on today? Or is that kind of outside the purview we have right here?
I think, but it's a good point. The suppression of speech in some sense is, I think the ears are closed, and the military's response when there's a problem, and this is true of any big centralized bureaucracy, is let's do more training. Now, the 99.9% of troops who aren't predators, who are respectful of men and women's sexual rights, this is just condescending to have a tack on another 2 weeks of training or, you know, 3 days a year of or training and orientation on sexual orientation. They don't need it. You need to weed out the bad people. And if you have an inflexible centralized bureaucracy that's not listening to the troops about who the bad toxic folks are, you're still going to have your creeps. You're still going to have your near criminals that are able to command troops.
Do you think that the ones that have come up, you've probably answered this in a way I haven't, but the ones that have come up through this system are now in those positions where they make decisions on, you know, on the sexual harassment, sexual assault, and all this. And if they think for some reason it's okay because they've come up through a system like this, do we need to change that system totally? Do we need take it out of a chain of command and put it in something separate?
Now, see, I tend to think that the most of the general officers totally get this, and their hearts are in the right place, and they want to do the right thing.
Okay.
I don't think they have the tools. So in Congress, the debate is, well, should we take even more authority away from commanders? I mean, here's the problem now. If you're a commander of a brigade, you don't pick all your officers. You don't even pick most of your junior officers in that brigade. They're assigned to you.
That's right.
And I think if you had the flexibility and there was an informal information network that, gee, I don't want, you know, that individual who I think's a creep. Somebody just can't find a job because the informal network knows they're bad. A centrally managed system, they can't, in a good way, discriminate the bad eggs from the good eggs. A system that's more flexible, where your commanders have more authority, they could. So I don't like the solution that says take even more authority from commanders.
I agree 100%, because once you do that, you start losing trust in your commander. And trust me, there are ways. Like we've had, in my battalion, and I had a company, there was an officer that came in there that couldn't cut it. And that officer, after like about 6 weeks, went to work at base. So, I mean, there's ways of doing it. You know, you can kind of informally do it, but the idea of saying, hey, look, this is I've worked with these people, it's almost like a draft pool, right? I want Lieutenant Smith, Jones, White, and this for mine. And, cause we all work well together. I understand that premise. I don't know if you could do it Marine Corps wide.
I believe you can, but again, this is something where I'm listening more to the troops themselves what they want.
Sure.
And you know, we live in the guys and I should say guys and gals that are serving now, they're different than we were. The number of spouses and their importance in the decision making process is key. And the survey that I took said the lack of flexibility and consideration for the spouses is what's driving a lot of people to leave the service who otherwise would stay.
I think you're right there, and that started changing when I was a second lieutenant. The wives used to, you know, the officers' wives used to be the big thing. And the problem with that was that, you know, all this get together for their teas. Well, a lot of the wives were working at that point, and because things had changed, college degrees and all this. And that was kind of, they used to have, your wife would be evaluated with you on a fitness report, if you can imagine that. Anyway, okay, Tim, how do people get a hold of your book?
Well, you know, it's on Amazon, so Bleeding Talent is there. You can, you know, find some links on our website, balanceofeconomics.com. And let me just say also, thanks for having me on. What a great conversation.
Well, you know what, Tim, when I saw it, I said, you know, we've got to address this because we are, you know, the military, I believe, is in deep trouble right now. For a lot of decisions being made at high levels that it's affecting people in the sense of you know, pushing people into jobs they shouldn't be, this you know, the assault on leadership through the sexual assault attack, all this. And what you were saying is common sense. We've got to treat our military as a fighting, dynamic, innovative company that we have to push people through it like that, and not some morbid, you know, rock-bound, you know, dinosaur. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, if that made sense. Anyway, but your book said that. And you know
what? No, it does. It does. And I like I said, people either love it or hate it. The good news is more of them love it. So I do think I'm optimistic we'll get the reform through.
You know, Tim, I'd like to have you back on again here in a while. We can talk about how great powers lost it, because I'd like to hear about what your thoughts are on that, too.
Sounds great. I'll be back.
Okay. All right. Tim Kaine from the Hoover Institution and author of Bleeding Talent, How the U.S. Military Mismanages Great Leaders and Why It's Time for a Revolution. Thanks a lot, Tim. Okay.
Take care, Carl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tomorrow. We have Assemblyman Brian Daly would be on with us and talking about what's happening down in the legislature down there. And this portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The best jewelry in town, estate jewelry, and a man that's going to give you outstanding value for your dollar. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. All right. Hey, it was a great day. We did have some emergencies out here, and we'll talk about them later. All right, but everybody's okay. We've cleaned up the blood, and we'll be okay. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad. Oh, I've got a couple seconds here, right, Bob? Bob, I'm really glad your house came out okay. Bad Bob's there, and you and Brenda are fine.
I'm glad, too.
Oh, well, I tell you what. All right. Linda and I will be here tomorrow morning. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ethiopia will be asking Switzerland to send him back. The airline co-pilot who locked the pilot out of the cockpit then flew the jetliner to Geneva instead of its destination Rome. While in the air, the hijacker radioed an asylum request to the Swiss.
We're still trying to have a response from the Swiss authorities about your request. It's hard because everybody was sleeping, so we are trying to get this as soon as possible.
Thank you. That audio from the website liveatc.net. First came the unusually mild weather. Now it's a thick blanket of fog that's messing with the schedule of events at the Winter Olympics. The mountains around Sochi have been shrouded in fog, and two medal events, a biathlon race and a snowboard event, have both been postponed till tomorrow. However, a women's biathlon event did go ahead as scheduled after the fog started to